2 years of sensitive negotiations paid off today as 70 former Cuban political prisoners arrived in the United States. All of the prisoners had served at least 10 years in Cuban jails, and some had been in prison since Fidel Castro came to power in 1959. The release was arranged in part by French underwater explorer Jacques Cousteau and a delegation of American Roman Catholic bishops. President Reagan today unveiled plans for a $900 million plan to reduce drug abuse in the United States. It includes $500 million for stepped-up drug enforcement along U.S. borders, especially in the Southwest. The plan also calls for mandatory drug testing for some federal workers. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
As part of his national crusade against drugs, President Reagan signed an executive order today requiring federal workers in sensitive positions to undergo drug tests. The order covers employees who have access to classified information, presidentially appointed officials, law enforcement officials, and any federal worker engaged in activities which affect public health and safety or national security. But heads of government agencies may order additional workers to take the test. Federal employees who are found to have continued to use illegal drugs after a second test will be automatically fired. The overall drug testing program is expected to cost $56 million, but administration officials could not give even a ballpark figure of how many workers may be included in the mandatory program. I'm Brenda Wilson.
Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres is in Washington for talks with U.S. leaders, including President Reagan. Earlier, Peres met with Secretary of State George Shultz. Afterward, the two told reporters that the Soviet Union will have no role in Middle East peace talks because it has no diplomatic ties with Israel and does not permit free emigration of Soviet Jews.